Imagine navigating the most tumultuous years of your life with a trusted friend by your side, one who understands exactly what you're going through and offers wisdom without judgment. This is precisely what Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul provides. Created by Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Kimberly Kerberger in 1997, this collection of 101 stories has become a cultural phenomenon, selling over 8 million copies worldwide. Beloved by celebrities like Jennifer Love Hewitt and embraced by educators across America, the book addresses the universal challenges of adolescence through authentic voices that speak directly to teenage experiences. What makes this collection extraordinary isn't just its popularity, but how it validates teenage emotions while offering gentle guidance through life's most confusing years. The journey through adolescent relationships resembles holding sand in an open palm, gripped too tightly, and it slips away. First loves and heartbreaks shape our understanding of connection in ways that echo throughout our lives. When a teenage girl loses her boyfriend Ben, she initially feels incomplete, as though half of herself has vanished. Her identity had become so intertwined with his that separation feels like amputation. Gradually, she rebuilds herself by reconnecting with friends, joining clubs, and rediscovering who she is beyond the relationship. Her profound realization, "I learned that I needed to be a whole person, not half a couple," offers wisdom that many adults still struggle to grasp. These early relationships teach lessons that transcend the teenage years. Consider the story of a young woman who never asked out her high school crush Susie, assuming she was dating someone better. A year after graduation, he discovered she had been waiting for his call. His fear of rejection cost him a potentially meaningful relationship, a regret that haunts many of us who let opportunities pass from insecurity. First kisses, too, become formative memories. One girl describes her comically awkward initial attempt, repeatedly blocking her boyfriend's advances with a pillow despite wanting to be kissed. When she finally demanded he kiss her, she smiled at the wrong moment and he kissed her teeth. Years later in college, she boldly kissed him for redemption, only to discover he was married, a bittersweet reminder that timing matters as much as courage. The most poignant relationship story involves a girl who meets Michael, a boy 3.5 years her senior. Though never officially a couple, they share a profound connection. Unlike other boys with their unwanted advances, Michael gives her space and becomes her confidant after her parents' divorce. Even after marrying someone else, he keeps his promise, "I will always be there for you," appearing at her father's funeral years later. Some connections transcend conventional relationships, remaining meaningful across a lifetime. True friendship can be life-altering, sometimes even life-saving. Consider the story of Abby, a shy, reserved high school student contemplating suicide on Christmas Eve. As she leaves to jump off a bridge, she discovers a card in her mailbox from Wesley, a boy from her youth group. He apologizes for not talking to her sooner, explains his parents are divorcing, and asks for her help. Realizing someone cares enough to want her friendship, Abby returns home and calls Wesley instead of ending her life. This simple act of reaching out, a Christmas card, literally saved a life. Friendship's power works in both directions. A young woman reconnects with a childhood friend struggling with unhealthy relationships and drug use. Years earlier, this friend had comforted her after a beasting, telling her it was okay to cry. Now, seeing her friend's pain, she returns this gift of acceptance, taking her hand and offering the same permission to be vulnerable. True friendship creates a circle of comfort that can be passed forward when needed most. Sometimes, friendship teaches us painful lessons. A ninth grader participates in tormenting Betty Ann, a new student from Cleveland, until assigned to work with her on a project. Visiting Betty Ann's home, the narrator is devastated when Betty Ann's mother asks, "Why don't you girls like Betty Ann? She likes you." Too late, the narrator realizes the damage they've caused. Betty Ann changes schools and has a nervous breakdown. Years later, when the narrator sees Betty Ann at a doctor's office, Betty Ann doesn't even recognize her. The story concludes with the haunting reminder that sticks and stones only break bones, words can shatter the soul, and there are no erasers for such mistakes. The power of simply listening cannot be overstated. A poem titled "Please Listen" emphasizes that when someone shares their struggles, they often don't want advice or solutions. They need someone to hear them out. The poem argues that people aren't helpless, but sometimes need someone to listen so they can work through their own feelings. True friendship means creating space for others to process their emotions without rushing to fix them. Perhaps most touching is the story of Angela, the only friend who stood by Charlotte during her depression when others found her too difficult. After Angela moved across town, Charlotte called her one day. When Angela returned the call but got no answer, she left a message. Charlotte later revealed that she'd been about to commit suicide with a gun, but hearing Angela's voice on the answering machine made her realize she was loved. This simple act of returning a phone call saved Charlotte's life, demonstrating how small gestures of friendship can have profound impacts. Family relationships form the foundation of our emotional lives, creating patterns that follow us into adulthood. A 7-year-old girl who'd been through multiple foster homes meets Kate McCann, a single woman who wants to adopt her. Despite the girl's behavioral problems, tantrums, fights, and verbal abuse stemming from abandonment fears, Kate remains steadfast in her love. "I'll never send you back. We're a family, and families don't give up on each other," Kate tells her. The girl gradually realizes this mother truly loves her unconditionally. Now 16, she has a 3.4 GPA and dreams of becoming a veterinarian, planning to adopt a child herself someday and never, ever give up on her, just as her mother never gave up on her. Siblings often provide crucial support during formative years. A 14-year-old girl deeply admires her college-bound brother, not just for his intelligence and kindness, but for his resilience. After being rejected by his dream school, Brown University, he devised a bold plan: move to Rhode Island, work nearby, and do whatever necessary to get noticed. Through dedication and persistence, he was eventually accepted. During her visit to his apartment, they had deep conversations about life choices, and he reminded her to always trust her heart. She returned home, realizing she'd grown up and now had important responsibilities toward her 10-year-old sister, following her brother's example. Fathers, too, leave indelible marks on their children's development. A teenage girl initially feels mortified by her father's eccentric passion for trains, taking Amtrak everywhere, recording train sounds, plotting driving routes near railroad tracks. Yet she comes to appreciate his free-spirited nature and indifference to others' opinions, recognizing she inherited his maverick qualities. Despite his quirks, like preferring to sleep in train stations, she values having a father who stays true to himself rather than trying to impress others. Perhaps most poignant are the stories of missed connections with family members. A man traveled to Tampa for his estranged father's funeral, having postponed multiple opportunities to reconnect. After receiving his father's birthday card expressing desire to see him again, the son had repeatedly delayed visits due to other commitments. Though they occasionally spoke by phone after his father's heart attack, the son never made the trip. At the funeral home, he sobbed with regret that his father shouldn't have had to die alone. That night, the funeral home attendant asked his own father to play golf with him the next day and told him, "I love you, Dad," showing how witnessing others' regrets can transform our own relationships. Small acts of compassion can create ripples that transform lives in unexpected ways. When Frank Daly, a freshman who failed to make the basketball team, notices a pregnant woman board the bus without shoes, he learns she can't afford them because her 8 children need shoes first. Looking at his new Nike basketball shoes, Frank feels a connection to this invisible woman. Without hesitation, he slips off his shoes and gives them to her. The bus driver is amazed, saying he's never seen anything like it in 20 years of driving. The woman cries with gratitude, saying, "See, I told you the Lord would take care of me." Frank walks home in his socks through snow, barely feeling the cold beneath his feet. Sometimes kindness means standing against prejudice. In 1959, as a 13-year-old poor black kid on Long Island, Clifton saved money for an 8th-grade graduation trip to Washington, D.C., excited to visit Glen Echo Amusement Park in Maryland. Upon arrival, a chaperone informed him that, as a Negro, he couldn't enter the park due to segregation. Devastated, Clifton returned to his room, where his roommate, Frank, learning of the discrimination, declared, "Then I won't go either." Soon, 11 white classmates joined in solidarity, refusing to attend the park. Instead, a chaperone arranged for them to attend a professional baseball game. This memory paralleled Dondre Green's story about his white golf teammates walking out of a Louisiana country club that wouldn't admit him because of his race. Both experiences demonstrate how simple acts of courage and solidarity can fight bigotry. The power of reflection, both literal and figurative, appears in Dr. Papadero's story. As a child during wartime, he found a broken motorcycle mirror and shaped its largest piece into a round reflector. He discovered he could direct sunlight into dark places, which became his metaphor for purpose. Though not the source of light himself, he could reflect truth, understanding, and knowledge into dark places and people's hearts. "I am a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places of this world and change some things in some people. Even the smallest gestures can multiply." While sightseeing in Portland, the narrator and her friend Robbie received a free hot dog from a vendor who said it would be his freebie of the day. Later, when a homeless man asked for food, Robbie immediately bought him a hot dog. When questioned, she explained simply, "I was just passing on the kindness that someone gave to me." Generosity extends beyond the initial recipient. By giving, we teach others to give as well. Perhaps most touching is the story of Mrs. Link, an elderly woman who claimed God told her a college student would come help with yard work. Despite being paid only $3 for 6 hours of hard labor, the student continues helping the elegant 80-year-old with housework and driving. When Valentine's Day approaches, the student's mother insists on sending Mrs. Link a Valentine, despite the student's protests that Mrs. Link has plenty of friends and family. Months later, the student visits to find the small, wilted bouquet prominently displayed on Mrs. Link's mantle. It was the only Valentine she had received that year. Some of life's most profound teachings come through difficult experiences. After being dumped by her boyfriend Robbie for her close friend Sue, a teenage girl seeks revenge by egging Sue's house while her family is away. The eggs cause serious damage and create a terrible smell. When confronted, she initially lies to her mother, who defends her vigorously. Overcome with guilt, she confesses, and her mother responds with tears rather than anger. The narrator calls Sue's mother to apologize and offers her babysitting savings to pay for damages. That night, her mother shares her own heartbreak story, creating a moment of connection amid the painful lesson about consequences and parental love. Honesty forms the cornerstone of character development. As a 16-year-old in southern Spain, a boy drives his father to a village called Mijas with instructions to service the car at a nearby garage. Instead, he gets distracted watching movies and arrives 2 hours late to pick up his father. He lies about car repairs causing the delay, but his father had already called the garage and discovered the truth. Rather than yelling, his disappointed father says, "I have failed as a father if after all these years you feel that you have to lie to me," and begins walking the 18 miles home in the dark. For the entire journey, the son follows slowly in the car, pleading for forgiveness while his father walks in painful silence. This profound lesson in honesty became the most distressing yet successful teaching moment in his life. Teachers often leave lasting impressions that shape entire life paths. At 13, a girl's demanding teacher, Mrs. Virginia DeVue, assigned a career research project requiring interviews with professionals. Despite initial resistance, the narrator chose journalism and interviewed a newspaper reporter who shared powerful stories. Years later, when struggling with her college major, she remembered this project and switched to journalism, launching a fulfilling 12-year career. She realizes how profoundly this teacher shaped her life path and wishes she could thank her. Sometimes failure becomes our greatest teacher. The story of Sparky describes a boy who flunked every subject in eighth grade and continued to struggle through high school, even receiving a zero in physics. His athletic abilities were equally poor, and he was socially awkward. Despite universal recognition of his loser status, Sparky found solace in drawing. Though his high school yearbook rejected his cartoons and Walt Disney Studios turned down his work, Sparky persisted. He created an autobiographical cartoon character, a little boy loser who never succeeded. This character, Charlie Brown from the Peanuts comic strip, would become world famous, and Sparky, Charles Schulz, would achieve extraordinary success despite his early failures. Perhaps the most poignant lesson comes from a reflective piece titled If I Knew, Capturing Wisdom That Comes with Age. The author would listen more to their heart, enjoy more and worry less, appreciate their youth and vitality, and understand that school eventually ends. They would worry less about others' opinions, recognize their parents' love, enjoy being in love without obsessing about outcomes, be braver, seek good qualities in others rather than hanging with the popular crowd, appreciate their body, trust friends, be trustworthy, and cultivate gratitude. Universal human experiences of wishing we could apply our hard-earned wisdom to our younger years. Adolescence brings not only everyday challenges, but sometimes devastating tragedies that test resilience to its limits. After their 17-year-old son Mike committed suicide in his beloved yellow 68 Mustang following a heartbreak, his parents discovered the depth of his compassion through stories from friends. In response to this tragedy, they created the Yellow Ribbon Project, distributing cards with yellow ribbons that serve as lifelines for suicidal teens. The project has saved countless lives worldwide, fulfilling Mike's final words, "I'll always be with you." A 16-year-old survivor shares her own suicide attempt story, describing how pain became a condition, like catching a cold. After taking a mix of pills, she experienced violent vomiting and terror. Thankfully, she survived. A month later, she'd laughed hundreds of times, found a caring therapist, rebuilt relationships, and even met someone new. She learned that pain comes and goes like ocean waves, and happiness always returns if you can hold on through the darkness. Drunk driving tragedies appear in multiple stories, including one about a teenage girl who followed her parents' advice not to drink at a party, only to be killed by a drunk driver on her way home. Through the dying girl's perspective, we hear her anguish as she realizes the drunk driver had no idea his choice would cost her life. Another account comes from Chris Laddish, whose brother Michael was killed when his friend Joe, who had just one drink, drove them off a highway. Chris shares his story hoping others will remember it when tempted to ride with someone who's had even one drink. Body image struggles emerge in a story about Gabby, a straight-A student whose descent into anorexia begins innocently with healthy eating and exercise. Initial compliments, "Gabby, you look great," and "Gabby, you're so skinny," become addictive, pushing her to extreme measures. She describes the euphoria of hunger, going days without food, feeling that emptiness meant thinness and achievement. Her turning point came when her father forced her to eat steak despite her tears and begging. That night, she realized she hated herself, not her father, and that the disease, not she, was in control. Though recovery was one long road, she eventually stopped weighing herself and avoided fashion magazines to maintain her health. Perhaps most inspiring is the story of Anne Frank, an ordinary teenage girl with average grades who became immortal through her diary, despite her tragic death. At 13, she and her family hid in an Amsterdam attic above her father's grocery business. 2 years later, Nazi police discovered them and sent them to concentration camps. Anne died of typhus at Bergen-Belsen 3 months before turning 16, never knowing her diary would become a bestseller translated into over 30 languages. Her writing reveals her unquenchable spirit amid darkness. She continued writing happy stories about elves and bears, playing ping pong, and believing in humanity's fundamental goodness even as the world collapsed around her. Her legacy proves that the sharpest weapon of all is a kind and gentle spirit. Teenagers often feel powerless in a world run by adults, but many stories demonstrate how young people can create meaningful change. As 8th grade student body president, Jason Summey challenged his 1,000 classmates to become the first class in their school's history to graduate without a single dropout. His 12-minute graduation speech sparked tremendous enthusiasm from students, parents, and teachers alike. he developed a comprehensive program, including a dropout patrol support system, special class shirts, and a directory. The initiative gained national attention, and by the first semester, while 13 freshmen had dropped out by this point the previous year, not a single pledge signer had quit. Sometimes making a difference means standing up for others. At a high school assembly about stopping bullying, a senior girl boldly challenged her entire school to stop tormenting a sophomore boy who was different. She reminded everyone that despite differences, he needed acceptance, compassion, and friendship like anyone else. The speaker initially feared the targeted boy would be embarrassed, but looking back, saw him smiling broadly and raising his fist in gratitude, his body language clearly saying, "Thank you, you saved my life today." Courage can emerge in crisis situations. 13-year-old Melinda Clark saved her siblings during a house fire. After putting her 4-year-old sister to bed, Melinda was awakened by her 2-year-old brother saying, "Mom hurt." Discovering flames engulfing the staircase, Melinda and her 12-year-old brother forced open a stubborn window and climbed onto the porch roof. After helping her sister out, Melinda realized her brother was missing and courageously crawled back through the smoke-filled room. Following her dog's whimper, she found her brother hiding under her bed and rescued him, pushing both younger children off the roof into the snow before jumping herself. Though their home was destroyed and her beloved dog perished, Melinda's quick thinking and bravery saved her siblings' lives. Small actions can transform entire communities. At Monroe High School, no one ever crossed through the center of the quad at lunch. It was an unspoken rule. The perimeter was divided by cliques, but the middle remained no man's land. When a new, overweight, shy student named Lisa accidentally walked across the quad, she tripped and fell. The entire school erupted in cruel laughter and taunts. From the crowd, a tall boy emerged and walked deliberately toward her. In complete silence, he knelt beside her, gathered her books, and helped her up. Together, they walked across the quad as the crowd parted. The next day, students began freely crossing the quad. No one could explain why it was suddenly acceptable, but that boy's simple act of kindness had permanently changed the school's culture. Even those labeled as troublemakers can become change agents when given opportunity. TJ Ware was known as his town's most celebrated troublemaker, with teachers dreading having him in class. Despite his reputation and long arrest record, TJ attended a weekend leadership retreat. His insightful comments impressed his peers, who elected him co-chairman of the homeless project team. Despite teachers' concerns that he would steal food from the drive, TJ and his team collected a school record of 2,854 cans in just 2 hours, enough to feed families for 75 days. The local newspaper featured his success, and TJ began attending school regularly, leading additional projects. Like a bird with a broken wing that heals and flies higher than the rest, TJ found meaningful work and became productive. The final section celebrates those who refuse to let obstacles define their limits. 15-year-old Chris Samel lost his left leg in a car accident when he was thrown through a rear window and severed his leg on a guardrail cable. From his hospital bed, Chris immediately asked his father about his basketball career, declaring to his coach, "I'll be back next season." Despite doctors' skepticism, Chris refused self-pity and worked relentlessly through physical therapy. After receiving his prosthetic leg on Good Friday, he practiced shooting baskets despite frequent falls and frustrations. Through sheer determination, Chris made the junior varsity team just 1 year after his accident and was named team captain. Chris went on to play varsity basketball and tennis in high school and college with aspirations to become a basketball coach. Helen Keller's story demonstrates how determination and the right support can overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. Blind and deaf since age 2, Helen lived in darkness and isolation until her teacher, Ann Sullivan, arrived. The breakthrough moment came at a well house when Sullivan spelled water into Helen's hand while water flowed over her other hand. Suddenly, Helen understood that words named things, that water meant the cool liquid flowing over her hand. This revelation awakened her soul and gave her light, hope, joy. Helen later graduated cum laude from Radcliffe and devoted her life to helping others with disabilities. Persistence in pursuing justice appears in the story of the Gravediggers of Parkview Junior High. A seventh grade class learns that the legendary mountain man Jeremiah Johnson is buried inappropriately near a freeway in Southern California. When their teacher challenges them to do something about it, the students begin writing letters to officials and representatives, only to receive polite dismissals. Undeterred, they contact newspapers. The Los Angeles Times publishes their story on the front page, mentioning that even Robert Redford hadn't responded to their appeals. This prompts Redford to call immediately, explaining he never received their letters. With his influential support, the proper documents are filed and Jeremiah Johnson's remains are moved to a Wyoming ranch where he can rest in the wilderness he loved. Perhaps most inspiring is Michael Stone, a 17-year-old pole vaulter at the National Junior Olympics. Raised by a dreamer mother who filled his imagination with flying stories and a practical father who believed in hard work, Michael combines both influences in his disciplined approach to athletics. At the competition, after clearing 17 feet, Michael must vault 9 inches above his personal best to win. When anxiety threatens to overwhelm him, he recalls his mother's advice to take deep breaths. As he sprints down a runway, he experiences the sensation of flying from his childhood dreams, soaring effortlessly over the bar. The crowd erupts as Michael not only wins, but sets a new national and international junior Olympics record at 7 feet, 6.5 inches. The true marvel of his achievement is revealed in the final line: Michael Stone is blind. The collection concludes with Rudyard Kipling's timeless poem, If, which presents a series of challenging conditions for achieving true character and maturity. The poem counsels maintaining composure amid chaos, trusting yourself despite doubts, treating triumph and disaster equally, rebuilding after failure, and continuing when exhausted with nothing but willpower remaining. It advises balancing social graces with authenticity, keeping virtue among crowds, and humility among kings. The poem concludes that fulfilling these conditions will make the earth and everything in it yours, a fitting message for teenagers standing at the threshold of adulthood, ready to pursue their dreams despite all obstacles.